congratulations. Tony has won them. So good on you, Tone. Thanks for calling in. The other thing you heard was Mindel Ring from their 2000 eponymous compilation release with Silk Road. Another Vancouver band that didn't actually, they recorded, but they didn't release anything at the time that they were around in 67 through to 1970.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and good morning. Happy Friday. If you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And today we are talking with Catherine CHE, who is a flower vibrations expert. So we're going to learn all about what the heck flower vibrations are. We had a homeopath in, two homeopaths last week, and from what I've read on her site, it looks a little bit like it might have to do with something to do with the energy of flowers, so we're going to learn all about that. She's going to give me a reading as well, and the number again to call is 604-822-2487. Her website is catherineche.com, so feel free to check that out as well. And if you're listening online at CITR.ca right now, you can send me an email at spiritualshow@gmail.com if you have a question. So we're going to get started with Catherine. Hi, Catherine, are you there?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, so we're going to start, I guess I'll start out with the first question. What is flower vibrations?
Well, flower vibrations are energy. As you know, everything really at its core is just a vibration or energy, and flower vibrations are the vibrations that different flowers have. Each flower has its own type of energy, and each flower is purely positive and uplifting.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So last week we had a homeopath on the show, and they talked about actually taking a piece, like I guess in this case it would be a flower, mm-hmm. and squishing it and making it just almost to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually use the flower essences as far as like the physical essence, or are you just picking up on energy mentally?
It's just the energy. You know, that was a really great show you did last week with them, and they really gave a good explanation of how homeopathy just basically extracts the energy from a substance, and it could be a flower, but it could be many other things. And then it is in, they use it in the form of a pill or a liquid or something. But with what I do, it's kind of the logical next step, because homeopathy is very energetically based. However, the energy is transferred through a medium, the physical remedy that they use. Whereas what I do, it's just using the law of attraction, whatever you're thinking about, you're drawing to you. And so if you think about flowers in specific ways that I teach, then you can draw that energy of flowers to you, or really the energy of anything, but I work with flowers, and get all of the beneficial effects of the flowers without having anything physical at all involved.
So this would be great for someone who, say, has an allergy to flowers. They could still enjoy them energetically without having to get all the pollen in their nose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fantastic. I have so many questions. They're all just kind of flooding to me. If you're listening right now and you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And I just want to make it clear, Catherine is not doing readings for callers today on the line. She is going to do a reading for me in a little bit, but it does take some time for her to prepare. Do you want to explain a little bit about how you come up with the reading for someone so that people aren't expecting you to do it on the fly right now?
Sure, absolutely. What I do is I use my intuition. I use it to identify the specific flowers that would be the most beneficial to the people I'm working with at that particular time and with the particular topic of concern. And with using my intuition, I create an individualized program of working with the flowers depending on their needs. So, for instance, a business client may want to create a certain energy or atmosphere in their conference room, perhaps one of harmony, but in the they would like to stimulate creativity in another area of their business. So I could work with them on that, or an individual might have a particular health or well-being issue that I could help them with.
So is it specific flowers? Like, I think we're going to be doing a reading for me about abundance. Mm-hmm. So is it specific flowers for abundance, or is it a specific flower combination for abundance / the person that you are working with? Is everyone, like, let's say, for example, there's two different people on different sides of the planet, and they both want a reading for abundance. Are they going to end up with the same flower?
No, not usually. In fact, I've never had it happen that I've had two readings that turned out to be exactly the same. There are some generalities, and as I have been working over a number of years, I started to notice more and more that certain flowers would come up for certain things. And from those flowers, I created flower meditations that can be used in a kind of general way. For instance, sunflowers offer very sunny energy that helps you to find the good in a situation. But something like a specific issue a person might have, like abundance, there's no specific abundant flower. Mm-hmm. Although there are some that help with that somewhat. But for most people, when they have an issue, it touches on a couple of different areas in their lives. You know, there may be, for abundance, for instance, self-worth issues. And so we might need to pull in a flower that helps allow feelings of self-esteem. And in addition to feelings of abundance. So you have to kind of work at it from all angles. So I use my intuition not only to get the flowers that would help, but to understand what the true issues are that come together to create the disallowing of whatever it is that the person actually desires.
Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting, because, like, with any problem that a person can have, it can stem from different things. Like, for one person who may have an illness, it could stem from anger.
Absolutely.
And for another person, it could stem from fear.
Yes. And there are certain generalities. In fact, I think Louise Hay, when she first started working with people who had illnesses, she put together a little brochure that listed typical situations. For instance, I remember one off the top of my head that if a small child needed glasses, it typically reflected a situation in which there was something going on at the home that child did not want to see. And so, but she kind of has moved away from that, because as she moved forward, she realized that those are kind of general, but it's not the case that every child that has poor eyesight has some bad situation going on at home. Mm-hmm. So there are some generalities, but each person, each situation is very, very unique.
Fantastic. Well, that's quite a lot of information right there, and I'm really curious. Mm-hmm. First of all, actually, if you're listening right now, CITR.ca is where you can hear us online. And if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. And if you're at your computer right now, you can check out KatherineCHE.com. Mm-hmm. If you want more information about flower vibrations, or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. Now, Catherine, I'm curious, what got you started with working with flower vibrations? What's the background story here?
Well, that's a really good question. In my life, as far back as I can remember, I've always been drawn to flowers and love flowers. I love cooking with them. I've always loved playing with the essential oils of flowers and different flower fragrances. All my perfumes or florals have always been. And then I even had a business doing flower photography. But during the same time, I struggled with various health conditions I had, nothing that was really life-threatening, but just really kind of annoying and painful skin problems. And I was trying all different kinds. I went to probably 20 different dermatologists, and none of them got me relief. And I tried homeopathy. I tried Chinese medicine. I've tried, you know, you name it, probably I've tried it. And I was working with one particular energy healer, and she and I had not made very much progress on this issue. And one day she said to me, ask your friends of flowers what would be of help to you. And I thought, well, that's a strange thing. And she even kind of seemed surprised that came popping out of her mouth. But I did. I just I did, right on the spot. I went into my intuition and asked the question, and I got this big image of a specific flower. And so I just sat with that flower and thinking about the flower and enjoying the beauty of it for a while. And it did, with the very specific issue we were talking about that day, it really shifted the energy, and I could feel it just shift immediately. And I thought, wow, that is so powerful. And so I began trying it out, you know, in little ways, kind of like, as they say, with the law of attraction, you try to attract the cup of coffee first. I would work on kind of little things, and as I became more confident with it, I started to tackle bigger things and offered help to friends and family, and it kind of grew from there.
Fantastic. How long, Catherine, have you been doing the flower vibrations? How long has your flower vibrations site been up?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the site has not been up very long. I have been working with friends and family for several years now and was getting such good results that I put the website up. It's probably been there for about a year now.
Okay. And I'm curious, I've listened to some of the recordings on your site, and there are flower meditations and there are also flower affirmations. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between the two?
Well, there's a lot of overlap. I mean, all of my work is intended to help people connect with the uplifting energy of flowers, to help allow all of the well-being that is really our natural state of being. And so I just come at it slightly different ways. I do the flower readings, which we've discussed. And then, as I mentioned, you know, I started to notice that there were some specific flowers that kind of came up again and again in certain themes, like the sunflower. And so I started creating flower meditations for those. And all my flower meditations are guided meditations in which I tell a story based on the energy that flower, kind of the basic general energy that flower offers. I'll create a story and a visualization to go along with it, and those are the flower meditations that I do. And the flower affirmations are a little different. If you distill down the energy of a particular flower and what it's offering, you can turn it into an affirmation statement. For instance, back to the sunflower, you could say, I choose to live my life more like the sunflower, following the light and looking at the good in every situation. And, you know, that would be a good sunflower affirmation. And bit by bit, I created these kind of complex affirmation packages that include music and many different components that are all very, very uplifting, and each one is very individualized to the client I'm working with to kind of work, snowball into a better and better feeling place as they are listening to the whole package.
So do you have, I've listened to some of your meditations on your site, and I really like that. First of all, I love your voice in the meditations.
You.
It's so soothing and calming and just very beautiful. So I really appreciate that. And one of the things also I noticed is that you speak and you kind of get the relaxation going. And then there's actually on the MP3 itself, there is a break of silence.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So you don't actually have to get up and turn off your CD player or press pause. It's
right.
Just there for you, which I think is really good, because a lot of the time, if you're listening to a CD, they'll say, okay, now pause and sit in silence. And it's kind of breaks the whole flow of everything. So that's something I noticed that was a little bit different than what I'm used to hearing. And I'm curious, because the recording quality sounds quite good. Do you have your own home studio, or where do you do this work?
Yes, I'm doing it all. It's a home studio.
Nice.
Thank you. Yes, and on my website, I have a list of all of the meditations that I offer, and each one tells how long the phase of silence is. Different people kind of like different lengths of time, and eventually maybe I'll change it so that you can have a variety for each meditation, but so you know before you're going into it how long the meditation is and how long the phase of silence is. All that information is right there.
That's nice, because some people can't meditate for 15 minutes. It just sends them, you know, maybe 5 minutes might be the max for, say, a beginner or for someone who has a really chatty brain.
Mm-hmm. And there's some meditations, I think one that comes to mind is a goldenrod and monarch butterfly meditation that has a lot of little pauses. And I'll describe another aspect, another positive aspect of the goldenrod or the monarch butterfly, and then I'll give another pause for that to sink in, and then, you know, say something else and give another pause. So some of them, you know, they're all kind of designed a little differently. So I think there's this something in there for everybody.
Nice. Well, we're going to take a break here in a minute, and after the break, do you think you'd be ready to give me my reading?
Sure. I'm so excited.
Yay, me too, me too. Okay, so if you want to get on the air, I'm just going to put you on hold here, Catherine. If you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and today we are talking with Catherine C-H-E, who has a website, CatherineCHE.com, and we're talking about flower vibrations, flower meditations, affirmations, essentially using the powerful, beautiful energy of flowers to come up with a lot of different solutions for your life. So if you have a question about flower vibrations, feel free to give us a call. Again, the number is 604-822-2487. I'm going to take a break here. And when we come back, I'm going to get my reading. Woohoo! So keep listening on CITR.
Shindig. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Howdy, hi. Shindiggers, come on in and join the fun.
Starting September 16th at the Railway Club, CITR presents Shindig. Shindig continues its tradition of offering the freshest underground music in this annual competition that spans 13 weeks and includes over 1,000 participants. 27 bands and musicians of all styles duke it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots. With three great bands each night and free audience prizes, what more can you ask for? This week's challengers are
Against Civilization, Analog Bell Service, and Zombie Pistolero and His Guns.
Come on down every Tuesday at 9 o'clock to the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, for Shindig, where
you get to see the stars of tomorrow today. You don't have to wait an extra day.
A beautiful day without a cloud.
The 27th Annual Vancouver International Film Festival will be held September 25th to October 10th, 2008. VIFF is among the largest film festivals in North America and is one of the largest cultural events in Canada. The broad spectrum of fiction and non-fiction films from around the world is divided into the following sections. The Ark, Elements and Animals. Dragons and Tigers, The Cinemas of East Asia. Non-fiction features. Canadian Images, Cinema of Our Time, and Spotlights on France.
Films are screened on the following 10 screens. Empire Granville 7 Cinemas, Van City Theatre at the Vancouver International Film Centre, Pacific Cinematheque, Ridge Theatre. To purchase tickets, visit the Vancouver International Film Festival Centre on Seymour. For information, check out www.viff.org or call 604-683-FILM. That's 604-683-3456.
Yes, it comes in a downward direction. It disintegrates, dissolves, melts.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we're back. Welcome back. If you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. Or if you're listening online at CITR.ca, you can shoot me an email at spiritualshow@gmail.com. We're talking right now with Catherine C-H-E, the flower vibrations expert. Her website is CatherineCHE.com. Catherine, you there?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Okay, so you all ready for your reading for me?
I am. But first, let me just say that as I was putting together your reading on financial abundance, I was reminded of a recent teleseminar that I did, and I kept using an example of going from making $50,000 a year to making $1 million a year, but I didn't go into any specifics. So I found that your reading kind of dovetailed with that. And so for just today, for your listeners, I wanted to make that teleseminar available. So anybody who goes to my website, KatherineCHE.com, and that's KatherineCHE.com, can, if they sign up for my newsletter, they'll get that free bonus and can listen and see the compare the general situation with the specific situation. So, Marie, in your case, I got that there were basically three issues involved in your pinching yourself off from all the great financial abundance that you have. And those three issues were, number one, needing to feel that your basics, just having the security in knowing that your basics are always covered. And that was the first one. The second one was, the second part was allowing the abundance to come flowing through in. And the third piece was a piece of kind of knowing, having the deep knowing that you can do this, that you can allow this financial abundance to come in. So I'll just go through the three parts. So for the first part, to feel secure that the basics are covered, I got that a red zinnia would be a good flower that would help you with that. That would help to leave no question, to have a deep sense of knowing that your basics are always covered, that you don't have to give that another thought. And red is a color that is very closely associated with our first chakra, and that the feeling of basic security, that is a very important first chakra issue. The zinnia energy is very strong and hardy. It's a sunny energy, no nonsense, kind of I can do it, no frills, down to basics. And, it, of course, as all flowers, it's a very loving energy and very straight shooting. So what I got that would be helpful to you, a way to use this flower, would be to take some time each day or whenever you would like and picture yourself seated on a sturdy chair made of red zinnia flowers and just feel how solid their support is for you, and that represents for you energetically the support that the universe always has for you. So does that resonate, that sense of kind of having the basics covered?
Definitely. When you mentioned that, I think I'm getting closer to that, but I will say I know we're when we talk about the law of attraction, one of the key points is to tell a different story. But I will share that I did come from a background where my basics weren't always covered. Ah. So that has been a fear in my life. I am beginning to move beyond that. But it's kind of like the more technological and the more kind of things that we need in our, or we feel we need in our society, the more basics we seem to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 years ago, high-speed internet wasn't a basic.
That's right.
But now it really is. If I don't have high-speed internet, or at least some internet connection, I feel cut off from the world. I feel like I'm unable to run business and all of those things. So I think as our basic needs change, I mean, always the basics are food, shelter, and clothing. But I think that more and more basics are coming up that we feel are basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so as that changes, I think our perception on what we need changes as well. But I think that's really accurate, because that's definitely something that I have struggled with in the past, for mm-hmm. sure. And I think when you struggle for so long with something, even if you feel like you've moved past it, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vibrating on some level.
Yeah, I know that you were also a student of the Abraham material, and they use the phrase kind of two ends of a stick. You know, there's insecurity, and in this case, in the security, on the two ends of the security stick. And so if you can use this, the red zinnias, kind of on a daily basis or on a regular basis, and then as you become more and more aware of the importance that stick has in your life, and you feel yourself kind of sliding toward the thoughts of insecurity and about the basics, you can just bring your awareness back to the red zinnias, and they will help you to shift that that energy.
Nice. So it sounds like what you're saying is that once I start doing this and focusing on the red zinnia, that maybe if I'm feeling some kind of struggle or resistance, all I have to do is picture the red zinnia, and all of that information is just going to come to me. I don't necessarily have to consciously think, I'm safe.
That's right. In fact, thinking I'm safe can be counterproductive because it can remind you of feelings of not being safe. Whereas when you shift your energy over just to the pure, positive, uplifting energy of the zinnia is only connected with good feelings. It doesn't have any of the residue of any bits of the insecurity at all.
And nice.
So it kind of serves a couple of different purposes, and two of them being that it helps in that area, but another one is it shifts your focus kind of purely away from that which is not wanted to something that's really purely uplifting, and that is so key in making any positive shift.
Beautiful. So what's the next one?
So the next one for allowing abundance, the flower I got that would be helpful for you there is a pink peony. And it's not any particular variety of peonies, just any pink peony that is appealing to you, that's a very lush, multiple blooms, double, triple, quadruple peony. And that will help you to feel the feelings of abundance and luxury. And if you think about the wonder, the part of the beauty, the bloom of the peony itself is very luxurious. But what it is standing on is a tiny, thin little stem. And that connection reminds you that it doesn't matter what the situation is that you are standing on, that's where you come from, the situation of the past. You have the great access to this luxury no matter what your stem is, no matter what is behind you. So the energy is luxurious. It's related to relaxation and abundance. And pink is also the color of unconditional love, especially unconditional self-love. And all of this is connected to a sense of loving yourself enough to allow this abundance that really is yours to come in. So I got that for you. With the peony, a good way to work with that energy might be to imagine yourself in a luxurious setting, like a bath or a hammock, in the most luxurious place that you can imagine, somewhere where you would feel totally pampered and taken care of, but in a way that's well beyond the basics. The zinnia kind of helps with the basics, covering the basics, but the pink peony takes you well beyond that into the realm of luxury. So imagine yourself surrounded by this luxury of the pink peony blooms, being kind of caressed by the energy of them. And so whatever luxurious setting that you choose to imagine yourself being in with the peonies is one that is meaningful to you, one that represents for you this kind of situation of luxury. And in fact, if we have time later on in the call to do a meditation, I chose to do a pink peony because it is... one of those flowers that is kind of connected to abundance in a general way. So it could help some of your listeners as well.
Fantastic. Well, we'll definitely make sure that we have time for that. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And I'm your host, Marie. We are talking with Catherine, C-H-E. Her website is Catherine, with a K, C-H-E.com. And we're talking about flower vibrations. She's a flower vibration / law of attraction expert, I think it's safe to say. And if you sign up today for her newsletter, you're also going to have access to a recording of a teleseminar about abundance, which is fantastic. Right now, we're in the middle of a reading that Catherine is doing for me about abundance. And Catherine, I wanted to ask, I'm looking at the names of these flowers, and I'm feeling what you're saying when you're talking about the abundance and luxury and the peony and I'm definitely feeling a reaction in my body when I'm hearing you speak about the flowers and I'm also wondering though, I have no idea what a peony or a zinnia looks like. So would it be helpful for me to Google those flowers and find pictures of them, or does
Absolutely.
It even matter?
Absolutely. Yes. And when I do a flower reading, I always do that work for my clients I just gave lists because, in fact, the reality is you do not need that, but so many people are so visually oriented that it just helps anchor and helps you really understand what the flower is. So if you can't find it, in this case, you could find all of these. They're very, very common flowers. But if there ever were a case, you wouldn't even need that. But that's a little bit more advanced, I think.
So
yes, and on my website, in fact, if you go to katherineche.com and then on the left click on calendar, there's a listing for this appearance on the radio today. And you can click, once you click on calendar, underneath it pops up peony. I did pop that one up on the screen so that anyone who wanted to look at that while we were doing the meditation later could have that as a visual point of reference.
Oh, yay. And I just also want to mention, if you're listening, you can listen online at citr.ca. And maybe you already listen online, but you're not aware that we have this show on podcast. So about an hour after the show, there will be a podcast up on the website. Just go to the schedule on citr.ca. Friday mornings at 9 o'clock, you'll find Synchronicity, and there's a little link to the podcast. So if you really resonate with the meditation that Catherine is going to do in a little bit, of course, it would be great to visit her site at katherineche.com. But you can also listen to this show again on podcast at citr.ca. So, Catherine, I'm really curious to hear what the third flower is.
The third flower really kind of supports everything else. It's that knowing, having that sense of knowing that I can do it. And you already have a bit of that energy with the zinnia, and it's kind of no-nonsense, getting it done kind of energy. But for an additional boost, the flower that came up for me is yellow coreopsis. And let me spell that. It's C-O-R-E-O-P-S-I-S, coreopsis. And there are many, many different varieties. It's kind of a golden yellow that they typically have. And in this case, in your case, it doesn't matter. They have quite different looks, but they all have this the same energy of connecting you with knowing that you can do it. And again, it's also connected with that chakra. It's your third chakra at the solar plexus, kind of right underneath and in the middle right below your rib cage. And what I got would help you to use that flower is just to invite that flower with gratitude and appreciation into your energy field, and especially kind of imagine it and invite it into the area around your solar plexus, into your third chakra area, just to give you that energetic boost of feeling the deep knowing that you can do it, because you can.
Nice. Oh, I feel so good with all the flowers. And I'm wondering, I have a couple questions about the flowers. I know that it's not... I don't need to have the pictures and things like that around me, but would it be an extra boost, first of all, if I was able to get these flowers to have at home, like a potted plant? And also, are any of these flowers common enough that I could go and buy them in a pot in the store?
Absolutely. Especially the zinnia and the peony, we may have missed their peak seasons this year. But those are certainly popular flowers, cut flowers for sale. The coreopsis, I don't know. I haven't really seen them very much. But to get to the first part of your question, absolutely. Anything that you can do to remind you to think of these flowers, whether it's having the physical flowers around, or for some people, fragrance is very strong. If you found some of these might have essential oils or other fragrances that would remind you of the flowers and just get you thinking about them. One time I had a client who kept forgetting to do it. She just, I didn't remember. And so finally I just gave her a big picture of the flower and said, just look at this before you go to bed. I just stripped it down to the bare basics. Just look at this picture before you go to bed. And it worked. That very night, she called me the next morning and she said, oh my goodness, she was having some sleep disturbances and some back pain, and it all cleared up just immediately just from looking at the picture of the flower. So anything that reminds you of the flower is very effective.
Fantastic. Catherine, I want to ask you, you mentioned that you want to do a meditation about the pink peony.
Yes.
And how do you spell peony?
P-E-O-N-Y.
Okay, I almost had it right.
Yeah, there are actually several spellings, but that'll get you to it.
Okay, great. And how, just for time for the show, how long is the meditation that you're wanting to do?
I think maybe 3 to 4 minutes, because I won't do pauses. I know on radio that would be deadly. I'll just kind of flow through it to give a sense of what one would be like. And so we just need 3 or 4 minutes for that.
Okay, fantastic. So you mentioned that this client that had sleep disturbances, mm-hmm. and of course we're talking with me about abundance, and you had your skin condition that was helped by this. And what other things are flower vibrations used for?
Oh my goodness, I've had so many different things. I have a client recently who one of her things was she's preparing to run in the New York City Marathon. And she wanted flowers that she could call upon at different points in the race.
Mm.
And so I helped her with that.
So some of the things like energy, what were some of the things that she was needing?
That's a good question, yes. The flowers that came up for me were, I remember two of them off the top of my head. One of them was a flower that helps connect with the long haul. When you've got something that is... yeah, for many people, I've had it come up for people who have long illnesses that kind of take a while to shift, or have you been kind of in that energy, or you're dealing with someone, even more importantly, if someone in your family who might not be ready to make the energetic shift themselves, you know, something that's just going to drag you for a long time, I got a flower that would help with that. And so for a marathon, I mean, it's something that you really got to have endurance. I guess endurance is a good word for that. Energy for the endurance. And then I got another flower. There are ebbs and flows when you're running in a marathon. And when another flower I got was if she got to a real valley of energy, feeling like she was just hitting the wall, that to think of a particular flower, in this case a palm, the coconut palm, to help kind of weather that little storm and have... regain access to the energy that really is there for her at all times. And I remember there was one other one, but I don't recall what it was. So that's something I've used them for helping potty training. I've used them for various kinds of menstrual difficulties, probably allergies. It runs really the gamut, or, you know, as I said, to help stimulate creativity, or anything basically that where you feel that things could be going better in your life, flowers can help with that.
Beautiful. And you're talking about all of these wild and wacky flowers that I've never heard of, because I don't really know much about flowers. Have you studied flowers a lot, or where does this knowledge come from?
Well, no, as I that I do have and have always had this great love of flowers and always paid attention to flowers, but it has been very interesting to me as I've been working with flowers. You know, I am, as a practitioner, limited really only by my knowledge of the flowers that are out there, what I can share. And I know flowers in different ways. For instance, I was not particularly aware until I started doing this work that palm trees have flowers. So usually when I'm doing my intuitive reading, I would get a visual flash, but for the palm flower, I didn't get the flower itself, I got the palm tree, and then after I went and looked up what the palm flower itself looked like, and when I was in the Caribbean earlier this year, I found some and was able to photograph them myself. So that's one way that something that I didn't know very well came up, and then another one was one time I got ylang ylang came up in a reading. And I was very familiar with the fragrance of ylang ylang, but I had no idea what it looked like. So the way it came up in that reading was, first I started getting kind of flashes of different yellow petals, but nothing that was coherent of a whole flower, nothing that I understood as a whole flower. And then I got this very strong sense of smell, of the smell of ylang ylang, and I almost just, you know, said out loud, oh, ylang ylang. And then again, after I went to the internet and looked up, and ylang ylang is a strange-looking yellow flower. So there are lots of different ways that the that I get the information. And in another case, I got a very clear image of a flower that I didn't know and had never seen before, but within a week I saw the flower and was able to ask someone, you know, what flower is this? So it's been, I've learned so much, and now I look at flowers in an entirely different way, and flower catalogs, you know, seed catalogs, all of that, they're all great opportunities for me to have access to more flowers and their energy.
Fantastic. So that was going to be my next question about whether you were able to, I guess you could say, psychically connect with flowers that you never have heard of or didn't have any knowledge of. And in the case with the palm flower, it sounds like that's kind of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Cool. So have you ever had, palm, that's pretty tropical, but have you ever had a flower come up that you weren't able to identify? Like maybe it's some unknown flower in the, you know, rainforest or something like that?
Well, so far not. I think my beliefs about kind of our inner beings or our connections to source are that they have such a great sense of what we have already in our store of knowledge that that I wouldn't be given something that I couldn't make any sense of, that it wouldn't be helpful. But I have had times, it doesn't happen as much as it did initially, but there were times initially where I really wouldn't come up with anything, and so I'd have to keep going back and checking in. And but sometimes, you know, maybe I don't know or am not aware of a particular flower, and that would be helpful. But usually, if I keep checking back, something will come up in my life that will guide me to the information that I need.
So something that's just come to my mind, and maybe I'm just being difficult here, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Have you ever come up with, I'm getting an image of the Venus flytrap, and it has that kind of cactusy pink. I don't even know if it's, it qualifies as a flower. But
well, it has flowers, yes.
So have you ever had the Venus flytrap come up for anyone?
I have, as a matter of fact, I have. And that is an energy, oh gosh, let me see if I can verbalize it. But the energy of the Venus flytrap helps you to digest something that might be a little difficult for you. Just like a Venus flytrap takes meat or a living, you know, an animal, basically a bug, an insect, and converts that into energy, which is unusual in the plant kingdom. In fact, people who are early on in their studies of things like energetic work or the teachings of Abraham, for instance, the Venus flytrap energy is actually very, very helpful in digesting that information and turning it into something useful in their lives.
Cool. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We're talking with Catherine, the flower vibrations expert, and her website is CatherineCHE.com. If you sign up today for her newsletter, which is free, you will get access to a recording of a teleseminar on abundance. And it's interesting that I'm actually going to let you know, first of all, in about 15 minutes, Scotty's Scenic Drive is coming up. So that's ska music to start off your weekend. Really fun show, and you might want to stick around for that. And we're talking about flowers and flower vibrations and images. And I got that image of the Venus flytrap. And so I'm wondering right now, when you talk about being able to digest something, and especially with energy work and spirituality, I'm thinking right now that there is someone listening to this show who is really skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
So focus on that Venus flytrap, and maybe you'll be able to get more of what we're talking about and feel it.
And I believe that, if I recall correctly, if you go to Wikipedia, that they do have pictures that include the flowers of the Venus flytrap.
Cool. So that pink part of the Venus flytrap that's mm-hmm. all cactusy, is that the flower or do they have different?
No, that's not. They have a separate flower, and if I'm recalling correctly, it's kind of a white flower.
Oh, so what is that pink thing?
I don't know. It's part of the plant. That's where I think it's on the inside of the trap where maybe the pink is the color that attracts the insect inside to the little hair triggers that where they then get trapped.
Maybe. You never know. So anyway, we are talking about flower vibrations with Catherine, C-H-E. Her website is Catherine with a K, C-H-E.com. And if you want to email a question to the show, just email spiritualshow@gmail.com. You can also add me on Facebook. I am on Facebook now. And there's also a group for synchronicity on Facebook. So be my friend if you want to be. I'm there and I will accept you. And there's something that I want to say, but it's not coming to my mind right now. So how about we do the flower meditation?
Sure. Now, let me just add on my, whenever you sign up, if anyone who signs up for my newsletter always gets a number of things free, including audio about meditation basics, just kind of how to meditate. So I'm not going to go into that here, but that's available. And there's a free flower meditation audio and free audio of a teleseminar that goes into a little more detail about all of this stuff that we're discussing today. So those three things are always available on my website when you sign up for the free newsletter. So let's begin the meditation. First, just shake and wiggle yourself a bit. Oh, and let me also add, if you're listening in your car, don't try to meditate while you're driving. And as I've mentioned before, on the website, there is a picture of the pink peony I'll be referring to. If you go to katherinechee.com, click on calendar, then it'll pop up with the option to click on peony, and you can see the flower there if you'd like. So get in your chosen position to meditate, and for this meditation, perhaps lying down would be a good way to do it. So allow your eyes to gently close, and let your eyelids rest. Allow your shoulders to relax and do a couple of belly breaths. Breathe in and allow your breath to come into and expand your belly. So breathe in to a count of three. Hold the breath and breathe out to a count of three. And continue repeating these conscious breaths for a few breaths. As you breathe, you breathe in fresh energy, love, joy, and peace. They are entering and spreading throughout your body. And as you breathe out, imagine any negative feelings, anything that is not love, joy, and peace, coming out through your nose or mouth, leaving your body and disappearing. Breathe and be glad. So now imagine a lush pink peony flower in full bloom. If you are able to see the image on my website, then open your eyes for a moment to look carefully at the image of the pink peony. Take a moment to reflect upon its luxurious nature and how decadent and lush it is. Think about the gorgeous, soft scent of the peony and observe the details of the flower. Try to let it all fill your consciousness. And when you feel you have done so, gently allow your eyes to close. And if the image begins to fade at any point during the meditation, then gently allow your eyes to reopen to refix the image and allow them to close again. So imagine you are floating on a bed of peony flowers in a very slow-moving, quiet stream. The water is the perfect temperature. The air is the perfect temperature. You are completely and utterly comfortable. You have a vague and lovely sense that all is well. Everything is good, and you float. The peony flowers give off the most intoxicatingly beautiful scent you have ever smelled. You drift gently down the stream and you are glad. You are completely and utterly relaxed. Only the most pleasant sensations enter your awareness. You float, and you are happy. You feel utterly decadently pampered by the experience. All of your senses are fulfilled in this moment. As you allow yourself to float on these flowers down the stream, you lazily drag a hand or a foot in the water and enjoy every bit of the delicious sensation. You are safe and loved, and you feel safe and loved. You are enjoying where you are, while at the same time knowing that even more wonderful experiences await you downstream. And you float and drift downstream. You feel connected with the great abundance of well-being in the universe. Overhead, the sky is blue and seems more vivid and bluer every moment you drift down the stream. Trees line the stream and bloom in the most gorgeous array of colors, a true feast for the eyes. Birds and crickets sing joyfully, their songs mingling in such a way that they surpass the most exquisite music you have ever heard. And as you drift downstream, your heart fills with joy and with a deep sense of well-being. You are in a never-ending stream of your well-being. More and more wonderful experiences welcome you downstream. Doves gently land on your bed of peonies and greet you. Rainbows fill the sky. Everything sparkles and glistens. And now, make a statement that reflects your gratitude and appreciation for this beautiful moment. Thank the peonies. Thank the universe. Thank yourself for taking this time for you and for allowing all these delicious sensations of well-being. And now slowly allow your awareness to return to this room and to your body. Feel all your body parts. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Rotate your head, and when you're ready, open your eyes.
That was so nice. Thank you so much, Catherine.
You're welcome.
That was Catherine, C-H-E, from Catherine with a K, C-H-E.com. She does flower vibrations, and that was a flower vibration meditation. On her website, if you were doing a flower vibration with her, there would probably be a pause there for a little bit for you to sit with that image. And I wanted to ask you, before we wrap up the show, can you walk us through the process of what it would be, what a new client could expect when they're working with you?
Sure. Well, first, we would just have a brief discussion in which we talk about what issues we'd like to address in the flower reading. And then we'll take the questions, basically, or the issues back to my meditation, and I will sit with a pad of paper, and as the information comes to me, I just jot down notes and then go back later and fill in the gaps. And sometimes after I look it over, I will have some questions, and I'll take it back to my next meditation and until I feel like I have really the full picture. And then I put together a package that includes an explanation of what the aspects are of that issue that are important and what the flowers are that would help, and you know, as I did for you, how to work with each of the flowers. Sometimes I recommend specific meditations or affirmations. It's really very, very individualized.
Nice. So, and you mentioned also that you work with business clients as well. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, yeah, there are lots of different ways in which I have worked with businesses, but generally there are, in businesses, there are different things that businesses want to have accomplished in different parts of their businesses. Sometimes they're physical things, and sometimes it's kind of a routine during the day. You know, for instance, on this radio station, there are different objectives with each of the different radio shows, and there would be a different energetic kind of flow that would be optimum for each one. So that would be an example. You know, a radio station could come to me and and we could work on ways to activate different flowers at the different time slots, say, so that a radio station could optimize that particular energy. Or in different rooms in a physical building, you know, in a waiting room, you would like for people to be calm and relaxed. But in a conference room, you may wish for harmony, or you may wish for creative exchange of ideas. And there's so many different types of creativity. I've had businesses where they want to have kind of humorous creativity or hilarity. They want to generate access to that. And they're just, it's infinite, truly, the ways that we can work with the flowers.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to wrap up in just a second, so I'm wondering if there's anything else that you would like to add that I haven't asked about.
Well, there's one thing that I'm working on right now is the flower meditations. As a longtime meditator myself, I've found that having kind of what I call my meditation tool belt, lots of different meditations that I can call upon depending on what mood I'm in at the time I want to meditate, I find very helpful to me. So I'm always creating new meditations and adding them to my website. And one thing that I'm going to be starting very soon is what I'm calling my Flower Meditation Master Series, where people who sign up for this can have a monthly meditation that just comes to them automatically with a digital download and then on CD and with a live monthly teleclass where we would discuss the specifics of the flowers involved in that meditation. And so anyone who's interested in finding out about that when it comes out also could sign up for my newsletter and would get the information on that. But otherwise, I think we really covered, I think, a good general basis of what I do. Thank you.
Cool. And if there's anything that you have questions about, there's lots of information that is free on Catherine's website. That's CatherineCHE.com, Catherine with a K, C-H-E. com. You've been listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we are going to wrap up the show in just a second, and after this, Scotty's Scenic Drive is on. Thank you, Catherine, for being on the show. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Marie, and beautiful flower vibrations to you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the wonderful reading and meditation as well.
You're welcome. I look forward to hearing how it goes for you.
I will definitely keep you posted and maybe give you a testimonial for your website.
Great.
Okay, well, you take care, Catherine. And thanks for listening. I'm Marie. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, Ron Garner, author of Conscious Health, will be on the air answering your questions about natural health and healing. And on September 26th, Venus Andrecht, Hay House author and the host of Dear Venus. She's a psychic medium and she'll be doing live readings on the air. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. You can check out past shows on podcast at citr.ca. Up next, Scotty's Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. Somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes.